Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, November 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Jurors spent less than an hour deliberating yesterday and will resume their deliberations this morning.
Jurors sent out to consider verdict in McGregor civil case, and Putin hints at attacking UK and US. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the jurors in the civil legal action against Conor McGregor will resume their deliberations later this morning. The MMA fighter and his friend James Lawrence are being sued for damages by 35-year-old hair colourist Nikita Hand, who claims they raped her in a Dublin hotel. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey has this report, which contains details of a sexual nature that some listeners may find distressing.
After giving them a summary of the evidence and directing them on the law, Mr. Justice Alex Owens asked the jurors to begin their deliberations at 3 p.m. yesterday. Before they were sent away, he reminds them that the burden of proof is on Nikita Hand and that the standard of proof is on the balance of probabilities. He urged them to look at all of the evidence, and he ran through the different categories of damages in the event they end up having to assess and award compensation to Ms. Hand. At the beginning of this trial, the jurors were told she's seeking €750,000 for rehousing and €1 million in loss of earnings. The lawsuit centres on her claim that the defendants, Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence, raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. They deny the allegations, claiming they had consensual sex with her. The jurors spent less than an hour deliberating yesterday and will resume their deliberations this morning.
As the cold snap continues today, the country is also bracing itself for the arrival of Storm Bert. The entire country remains under a low temperature ice warning until midday, leading to treacherous roads. An orange alert for rain will then take effect in Cork, Kerry and Galway from midnight tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow, while a yellow warning for wind and rain for the rest of the country kicks in at 10 o'clock tonight. Vladimir Putin has hinted at attacking military facilities in the UK and the US after the country's weapons were used by Ukraine to strike Russia. British Storm Shadow missiles have been fired into the Kursk region for the first time, just days after American weapons were also used to attack Russia. The Russian president has given a TV address. He's confirmed Moscow was behind a hypersonic ballistic missile attack on Ukraine yesterday.
We consider ourselves entitled to use our weapons against military facilities of those countries that allow their weapons to be used against our facilities. And in the event of an escalation of aggressive actions, we will respond decisively.
The Israeli Prime Minister has condemned a decision by the International Criminal Court to issue him with an arrest warrant. The ICC has accused Benjamin Netanyahu and his former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant of war crimes related to the conflict in Gaza. The US, one of Israel's closest allies, has also rejected the claims. A warrant has also been issued for Hamas leader Mohammed Deif. Mr. Netanyahu says he's furious.
I want to thank our many friends around the world, especially those in the United States, who've condemned this outrage and who have said that this decision will have severe consequences for the ICC and those who cooperate with its decision. Israel will not recognize the validity of this decision.
There's just 1 week to go until the general election. Polls will open across the country at 7 a.m. this day next week. The main political parties continue with their policy launches today. Workers' pay, the decriminalisation of drugs and plans for United Ireland will all be unveiled, while the Independent Ireland Party will publish its manifesto later with a promise of a further €1 billion in support for farmers and a return to the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector. Donald Trump has named one of his most outspoken supporters to be U.S. Attorney General after just hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination. The former congressman has been accused of sexual misconduct and illegal drug use. The president-elect has now chosen Pam Bondi, a former Attorney General of Florida, as his top pick for the job. Overall interest in Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales shopping has dropped significantly. Only 36% of people expect to buy something then, compared to 45% last year. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission says Black Friday shoppers expect to spend more, up to €431 each. In entertainment news, storylines for the finale of Gavin and Stacey have been revealed. The Christmas special will see the couple looking for new ways to spice up their 17-year marriage. One of the comedy's longest-running mysteries could also be solved, with the BBC telling viewers they may finally learn what happened on that famous fishing trip. The last episode in 2019 ended on a cliffhanger, with millions wondering whether Smithy would accept Nessa's wedding proposal. And in sport, in soccer, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell is hoping for much better discipline from his side in tomorrow's Autumn Nations clash with Fiji. The men in green conceded 13 penalties in the New Zealand and Argentina games this November. Andy Farrell admits he doesn't want his team to earn a reputation as a poorly disciplined outfit.
We're not the type of side, even though it wouldn't look like it over the last couple of weeks, who wants to play on the edge or over the edge. Like, you know, we want to be accurate with what we're doing, so we need to have a better performance in that regard at the weekend.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.